Hey, this is Sean from Cheap Seat Reviews, here to give you another little 5 or 6 minute review. Just recently watched The Foreigner, Jackie Chan's The Foreigner. On the surface, this is a kind of law-abiding citizen tale where there's bad guys that do a horrible thing to his family, and the Jackie Chan's character thinks that there's a particular businessman, or not businessman, a government official, played by Pierce Brosnan, who might know something, and so it's kind of Jackie Chan's one-man mission to seek out the bad guys and get, you know, justice for his family. That's what it is on the surface. That's not what it is. Frankly, it's actually more of a Pierce Brosnan film, and he truly is, for the most part, innocent, of whatever Jackie Chan thinks he might be guilty of. He truly wants the bad guys caught. There's some betrayal, there's some backstabbing, kind of things happening, and there's it's a lot more complicated than a simple revenge film. And frankly, and again, I enjoyed the movie, but in all honesty, Jackie Chan's character doesn't accomplish anything that wouldn't have already happened. Yeah, he does get his moment of revenge where he gets to take out the bad guys, the bombers, but the police were about to do that anyway, and he didn't really help the investigation at all. It's not like in Taken where he's going to the streets and finding the bad guys and maybe like leaving clues for the cops or anything like that. He basically harasses Pierce Brosnan, but Pierce Brosnan, through his own means, is able to figure out who the bad guys are. So, again, ultimately, Jackie Chan doesn't really do anything in the movie other than give us an excuse to have 60-year-old Jackie Chan kicking 30-year-old guys' asses, which was cool. I mean, it was fun watching Jackie Chan do Jackie Chan things. But, again, ultimately, he wasn't needed, which is a shame. And maybe that's kind of why the movie didn't maybe do as well as it should or could have. I mean, it only got a 7.1 on IMDb. I mean, 7.1 is actually not that bad. It was cool. It was kind of a neat movie. The music was actually really interesting. It was kind of had a Tron Legacy feel to it, which in a good way, you know, it was kind of not really techno, but it had kind of a EDM kind of a quality to it. It was interesting movie. And again, I frankly wanted Jackie Chan to play a bigger part and to have more of a role than he did, because he really isn't even in it all that much. He's probably in the movie maybe 50%, maybe 60%, which when the movie is you're the star of the movie. I mean, Pierce Brosnan is in nearly every scene. He's in a lot of it. And there's also a really weird, awkward, incestual kind of moment in the movie. It's kind of weird. Anyway, so I would give the movie, I'm going to kind of, you know, go along with IMDb with the 7.1. I would give it a 7.1. Again, I enjoyed it. I would watch it again. If it ever comes streaming, maybe we'll do a full review of it for the podcast, but yeah, I enjoyed it. So I'm going to say that, and don't forget to check out the main podcast and listen to that as well. And we just did Chappie. That'll be posting pretty close to this, and we got some good movies coming up. And if there's anything you want me to do a little quick review of, you can, of course, send an email to cheapseatreviews@gmail.com and just, you know, say, hey, do this for your Anchor. Or you can, of course, contact me through the Anchor app with a call or whatever. That'd be kind of cool, too. Anyway, I appreciate it. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you later.
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.